Welcome to National Public Health Week. Today is Wednesday, April 9th, and today's daily theme is Health Equity Starts Here, Optimizing Health for All. I'm your host, Danielle.
And I'm your co-host, Lauren.
And I'm another co-host, Crystal.
Health equity. Health equity is important because it means that all individuals have access to the resources and opportunities needed to achieve their full health potential, regardless of socioeconomic, racial, geographic, or disability-related disparities. By addressing the root causes of health equities, such as discrimination, unequal access to care, and barriers faced by individuals with disabilities, communities can reduce preventable diseases and improve overall well-being. For example, the expansion of telehealth services has been a significant public health win, improving access to care for people with mobility or transportation challenges and those in rural areas. Promoting health equity fosters healthier populations, reduces healthcare costs, and builds more resilient societies.
Absolutely. And here at the health department, we pride ourselves on having a health equity lens to all our programs. And just for those in public health, most public health professionals also have that health equity lens. And to us, we like to refer to a specific graphic when it comes to health equity. So, Crystal, can you explain that graphic that we're talking about?
Yeah, so oftentimes what comes to mind is the visual analogy of three individuals standing in front of a fence, and three individuals of different heights. There's right. One person that is tall, the other person medium height, and another person that may be smaller or is in a wheelchair, so they are smaller than the previous two. In front of them is a fence that's covering the view from the shorter two or the last two. So when we talk about health equity, this is an analogy because oftentimes in life, people have different access to care, different opportunities for optimizing their health. So when it comes to equity and the definition that Lauren previously mentioned, it talked about having those fair and just opportunities. So fairness is mm-hmm. providing everyone the same resources. Right. So things could be like, in the analogy, going back to the analogy, it could be providing everyone a stool, the same size stool for everyone. And although that is with good intent, maybe the second person is now able to see over the fence. However, realistically, the individual in the wheelchair or the smallest of the three are still not able to access this. And relating it back to real life, there are always going to be people who perhaps can't understand the material that's being provided, or they can't access them even though they are available.
Right.
So that's when we talk about justice right. and having those just opportunities where, and back going back to the analogy, having a just opportunity would mean providing everyone the size tool or a ramp that everyone would need in order to ensure that everyone is able to look over the fence. And relating it back to real life, we would be talking about meeting individuals where they are and understanding the gaps in health equity and filling those gaps appropriately.
Right, absolutely. And public health is going to fight for health equity for each individual in that specific analogy. And we are going to try to kind of, you know, break down certain barriers. So in the analogy, the easiest thing would just be taking down the fence, right? Which is going to help everyone to be able to see. And so that's when public health comes in. We advocate, right? Advocate for health equity for all populations and everyone in a community. So the American Public Health Association has defined ways to advance health equity. And that can start with you, right? You as a resident or a listener, just by voting with a health equity in mind, or creating and engaging in conversations and creating safe space. So if people do have some questions, they can come to a trusted individual to kind of speak about awareness or inspired actions. And that can be with someone who knows the concept, an expert per se, your doctor or your public health professional or your social worker or a teacher, right? Or a family member, right? But you just want to make sure that safe space is created in an equitable way. Then American Public Health Association also talks about how community and neighborhoods can have an equitable lens as well, such as involving communities in health equity initiatives, right? So advancing health equity members of your community should provide with meaningful opportunities to participate in planning process of programs, solutions, or policies. And we do this here at the health department when we talk about with our community health assessment and our community health improvement plan. Our community health assessment is out now. Everyone can see that on our website. But we are in the process of working through our community health improvement plan and creating specific goals for the next 5 years. As a city or a state, we can look towards working across different sectors and adopting a health in all policies approach. And that's really related to the health department's vision and mission. Also, you can adopt a health in all policies approach, which can also kind of correlate with civic engagement, right, as an individual person. Also, along with that, we can relate it to our community health assessment and our community health improvement plan when we're talking about adopting a health in all policies approach and measuring and evaluating process on reducing health disparities. But also measuring and evaluating process of reducing health disparities, that can also work with our satellite office as well and kind of creating that safe space for residents down in our 07011 zip code.
Yeah, so actually at our satellite office, which is an extension of the Clifton Health Department, right. We also offer a number of services and events, which you can stay up to date with by following our social media, checking on the website. But there, we are also evaluating how these events are going and how people are faring with these services offering an evaluation at the end of it. Mm-hmm. So that is definitely part of the measuring and evaluating the progress on these health disparities, because the satellite office was meant to address that health disparity there in the 07011 zip code.
Absolutely. And even the satellite office, the birth of the satellite office came from data that we got from our previous community health assessment. So if you do come to any of our programs or events at the health department down in the satellite office or even here at City Hall, we do provide a survey, and it's just kind of a brief evaluation so we can track that progress so we can reduce health disparities. On a national level, right, it's kind of just addressing racism and racial implicit bias, and that's just basically having a conversation and talking about it and maybe taking a step. Many organizations, including state public health associations, have declared racism as a public health crisis. And so just kind of dismantling that systematic racism is kind of what you want to work towards if you're in an organization. And then on a national level, also improving access to quality healthcare, right? We know over here at the health department, access to healthcare remains a burden for many people, and prioritizing this to kind of close gaps in coverage. We do that really well with working with some of our partners down at our satellite office and helping individuals get on insurance and Medicaid and Medicare with our social services division. But improving access to quality healthcare. And we at the Clifton Health On Air do want to kind of taken an initiative that we saw last year in the birth of our podcast. We realized that we weren't getting to all our residents here in the Clifton and Little Falls area. So we decided we will be launching a Spanish language podcast called
La Salud de Clifton al Aire.
And it will be hosted with none other than our co-star Crystal Rodriguez here. So on our website, and we're super excited for this. And our first episode will be with the director of the Northeast Regional Division at Hackensack Health. So tune in to our Spanish podcast. If you have any questions related to that, you can always reach out to us here at Clifton Health On Air. Thank you so much for listening. Any final words, ladies? We hope you have a wonderful... Okay. So if you have any questions related to health equity, feel free to get in touch with us at the Clifton Health Department. And we hope you have a wonderful National Public Health Week.
We'll see you tomorrow for Thursday's episode. Thank you for tuning in to Clifton Health On Air's 2025 series for National Public Health Week. You can visit our website at www.cliftonnj.org. You can follow us on social media. On Facebook and Instagram, our handle is Clifton Health. If you have any questions, you can email us at health@cliftonnj.org. And before we leave today, let us ask ourselves, did you make a difference in someone's life today?